from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A celebration at the holy site. Muslim leaders in Jerusalem have given permission for their worshippers to re-enter a revered holy site in the Old City after Israel removed the final elements of security measures it installed there earlier this month. Palestinians began celebrating in the streets outside the shrine early Thursday after workmen dismantled metal gates, railings, and security cameras from the entrances, but they could not enter the site until it was inspected by a committee of Muslim officials. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zunes.
Netanyahu government at this point may be thinking that the risk of terrorism and of violence, rather than being curbed by these security measures, may actually be worsened by the popular reaction to these security measures.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Wednesday had expressed alarm at the prospect of escalating violence and appealed for calm and restraint. Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas had called for mass protests on Friday. The UN chief also warned Wednesday that hard-won gains leading to peace in Central African Republic are now in jeopardy by increased ethnic and sectarian fighting in the southeast. He condemned the killing Tuesday of two UN peacekeepers in the town of Bangassou after a Moroccan peacekeeper was killed there Sunday. The UN chief spokesman is Farhan Haq.
This incident brings to 9 the number of peacekeepers killed in service in Bangassou since the beginning of the year.
The uptick in violence has displaced tens of thousands of people since April. One of Africa's poorest countries is trying to emerge from 4 years of violence sparked by the 2013 coup by a Muslim alliance. This is VOA News. The U.S. on Wednesday announced sanctions against 13 senior officials of the Venezuelan government and state oil company as the opposition staged a two-day general strike aimed at preventing Sunday's vote to create a new assembly to rewrite the country's constitution.
Este grupo de compatriotas.
President Nicolas Maduro described the new sanctions as insolent. The opposition-led strike is to end with a protest march on Friday in the capital of Caracas. La Trobe University analyst Raul Sanchez Uribarri said it is impossible to predict what might happen.
The pressure has never been this much on the regime to change course. We're in a completely unprecedented situation, but it will be a matter of waiting to see what will happen by Sunday.
Mr. Maduro has vowed to press ahead with the vote that the opposition has warned will institutionalize dictatorship.
15,000! Thank you for your service!
The previous administration came up with a sensible plan for allowing transgender people to openly serve, and that plan needs to be respected.
Rafi Friedman Gerspan, the director of external relations for the National Center for Transgender Equality, as protesters gathered in front of the White House yesterday, objecting to President Donald Trump no longer allowing transgender people to serve in the U.S. military. The decision reverses a policy put in place by the previous Obama administration. Mr. Trump's spokesperson is Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The president has a lot of support for all Americans and certainly wants to protect all Americans at all times. The president's expressed concern since this Obama policy came into effect, but he's also voiced that this is a very expensive and disruptive policy, and based on consultation that he's had with his national security team, came to the conclusion that it erodes military readiness and unit cohesion, and made the decision based on that.
The decision drew immediate criticism from both Democrats and Republicans. A man wielding a knife killed three people Thursday in central China. The subject is identified as 40-year-old Wang Shang. The attack took place in an office in the city of Wuhan. As he fled by car, Wang hit and injured several other people. He was shot by police and captured. In Nigeria, Boko Haram insurgents ambushed an oil exploration convoy in the north, killing at least 10 people, including 9 soldiers, and abducting several others who were later rescued. The state-run Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation has been surveying the potentially vast oil reserves around Lake Chad, a frequent target of Boko Haram attacks. And U.S. stocks continued their climb into record territory yesterday. The benchmark Dow Jones ended the day up nearly 100 points. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.